Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 379 for Thursday, May 5th. I'm Jade Marcus. Today's Futures Canada canola contracts were about 50 cents to $2 per ton stronger in early activity on Thursday. The July contract was up 80 cents at $502, supported by gains in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and soy oil. Chicago soybeans were moving higher Thursday morning with stronger export sales, which provided spillover support to canola. Commercial buying is strong, which is another bullish feature. Concerns about hot, dry weather in Western Canada added to the advances, but strength in the Canadian dollar added pressure to the market by making canola less appealing to foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil closed mixed overnight, which further capped gains. Canola could be vulnerable to profit-taking, which could pressure prices throughout the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger, while corn and wheat were weaker. Soybeans were about 2 cents weaker to 3 cents per bushel higher on Thursday, with the July contract at $10.32, moving lower after sharp gains in early activity. But spillover weakness from the nearby corn market and investor profit-taking added pressure to prices on Thursday. Strong export sales reported by the United States Department of Agriculture limited losses by indicating strong demand. Rain in Argentina continues to provide support to the market with some crop loss estimates at 7%, with the potential for another 7% to deteriorate. The expectation for tighter global supplies going forward further supported the market on Thursday. Stronger crude oil prices added to the bullish tone as it increases the likelihood of processors blending soybeans into biodiesel. Spillover support from the nearby soy oil market was also a feature on Thursday. Corn prices were about 1 to 2 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the July contract at $3.75. Weak export sales reported by the United States Department of Agriculture pressured the market. Corn sales for the week ended April 28th were down 64% from the previous week and 44% from the prior four-week average, which is bearish. Weekly ethanol production was down by 4,000 tons while supplies increased, which added to the declines. But stronger crude oil futures and a weaker U.S. dollar limited losses on Thursday. For wheat, prices were about 5 to 6 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago July contract at $4.64 per bushel, also pressured by lower export sales. Wheat sales for the week ended April 28th were down 49% from the previous week. Crop tours in the U.S. are reinforcing the idea that this year's production will add supplies to already high stocks, which is bearish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, May 5th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.